as you have been hearing throughout the morning, today is our 39th birthday. And huge thank you. We're getting massive, really lovely, lovely Facebook messages coming in there wishing us happy birthday. Helen Heavey Grange, thank you. Bridget Motherway, thank you. Kate Revens White, thank you. And I'm delighted to say, joining me in the studio are two fine gentlemen. Is that a fair way of describing you guys, do you think?
Oh, definitely.
Two fine gentlemen.
Thanks very much.
That is, of course, our station manager, Dara Parker, and one of the founding members of CRY back there in Mrs. Connolly's attic. Back in 1979, Don Mulcahy, can you believe it's 39 years today?
No, I cannot believe it, really. You know, it's amazing that the time has flown so fast, you know.
And it's a credit to the community, isn't it, that here we are 39 years later and the Radio Strong, is going from strength to strength, isn't it?
A friend of mine used to say one time, have no bow to doubt it. That's what
true.
He used to say.
That is true. So tell us, how did it all start?
Well, there was very little happening in the town for, teenagers and that. So we set up an organisation, first of all, called York Community Promotions. And in that organisation, you would have had Luke McAuliffe, would have been instrumental, who was a primary teacher at the time. And so we just set up different activities, and we organised, then somebody got the idea of doing a musical. And we did a musical called The Children of Lir, which was Brian O'Reilly, and he came down and was a great help to us. And he wrote the musical, and Brian is from Fermoy, and as I say, he was a great help to us at that time. And from there then, that was in the 70, I'd say we started rehearsing 76, 77, put it on. And then the following year we did Joseph, and the following year My Fair Lady, I think it was. I think that's the way it went. So there were a group of people, Tony Hannon, Bertie Murphy would have been involved, Connor wasn't involved, no, in the Community Promotions. Noel Cronin, of course, would have been involved, being the technical director of things, you know. Without him, nothing would have gone on. And so there have been Liz Sweeney, Rose Hughes, Anne Canavan, Kevin Cooney, Patrick Cooney, these people would have come together and would have formed York Community Promotions. And then after that, because we were involved in the shows, then RTE sent around a mobile unit. It was like a mobile library, that size of a van. And Paddy O'Brien was Greyhound commentator, and he was the guy that was sent around the country. And so, they were promoting local radio stations at that time. They didn't come out publicly and say that, you know. But Noel was doing programmes, and we'd been interviewed on the programme. And that had been down, the van was down by the town hall. And from that then, of course, sparked the idea of, again, Noel had been very instrumental in that. And the group was came together then, Barty, Conor Riley, Tony Hannon, and myself, and Noel. And it was a case of getting a location, and very hard to do because we were doing classes as a pirate, if you like.
Of course,
in a small way now, right? So, of course, people were reluctant to give permission, and we were very grateful to Mrs. Connolly because she gave us permission to put the station, we call it in inverted commas, in the loft in the garage. And so very basic. Noel had the turntable and the amplification, etc., you know. And we had a huge coverage, you know. Basically, we got downtown and around the town, you know. But it was the beginning,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
And so it was, and again, people got involved, and loads of people down through the years have got involved. Amazing number of people, you know. Gone to his eternal reward now, two of them, Pear and Nooch, on tour. They've been, you know, they've gone around to the different pubs and clubs and had people, singing songs or entertaining in whatever way, you know. And many other people, some of them still around. You've Jim Coleman, still going strong. And others, as I say, have passed to their eternal reward, and others have just retired. It's just fantastic to see the station where it is today. I was involved in a musical myself, Carousel. It was a radio musical, And I was up in RTE studios while we were rehearsing, and they were comparable. This was in 2006. I was down here then afterwards with these, and RTE studios were just like the studios here at that time.
And it is, and indeed, Dara, if you jump in here, I think it's fair to say that anybody that comes in the doors, the first thing they always comment on is the amount of equipment we have in here. And it's fair to say that we've come a long way from the attic in Miss Connolly's attic back in 1979, haven't we?
Absolutely, and it's a credit to, I suppose, people who have gone before. Really, that we are in situ in this fantastic premises here now in Nagle House. It is, as Don says, it is comparable to any station around the country, and any commercial station, and the best of the community radio stations. You know, we have two fantastic studios, soundproof studios. Again, with the best of equipment and fine office space for the staff. Like we've five permanent staff now, plus about maybe about 11 or so staff on C schemes, FOS schemes, and about close to 100 volunteers, active volunteers, and another maybe 20 or so who were there if we call upon them. You know, so it's a fantastic number of people involved. You know, but it is like listening to the stories there and, you know, hearings over the years, it is fantastic. Credit to not the four or five founding members that took a risk legally. Less Don is painting it, but it was totally legal, and apparently it was the worst kept secret in the town as well at the time. You know, Brock and Mrs. Connolly as well for allowing these band of rogues, I suppose, broadcast from her premises up there in the golf club. Like, you know, so they were trailblazers back then. Talking before 96 FM or the Red FMs or Beats or any of these ones that came long afterwards, you know, like basically you'd RT1 and RT Radio 1 and 2, I think RT 2 FM was 1981 as far as I recall. Like, so you'd very little, I suppose, choice at the time, and you know, you just, it's RT or nothing, or there's stations of the BBCs abroad and that kind of stuff that you could pick up in medium wave or long wave and this kind of stuff. So there's very little radio for local news or local stories or if not, keep people up to date. So it was a fantastic service at the time. The obviously limited equipment, no money, no Cronin, I've talked about, no, things being held together by baling twine and so on. But the transmitter that's actually in my office at the moment was a fantastic invention, and it just shows it was the genius that is Noel Cronin, and that the small transmitter was made from, it was quite crudely, I suppose, by today's standards, but I think it broadcast CRY all over Europe at one point, you know, and medium wave, you know, so that's a fantastic achievement, you know, and it's down to the people who have gone before, and we're getting ready for the general data protection, the new GDPR regulations there. But going through some of the old files and treading stuff, and you know, you see all the former chairman, from Kevin Collins to Seamus Murphy to Mervyn Scott, Tommy Collins, you know, obviously former manager Declan Gibbons, all the people, you know, Dan says Nooch and all these people who have gone before and have made such a contribution to the station over the years, and their hard work, and obviously, you know, current chair Marilyn Foley, you know, she's going to speak later on, and Jerry Shaw. No, but it is those, and most people involved, the vast majority of people involved down through the years have all been volunteers, you know. The introduction of staff only came in 2009, late 2009, you know. So for the first, you know, 30 odd years, it was all voluntary effort, like, you know. So they've had many, incarnations or reincarnations in a lot of different premises around the town, from obviously League of the Cross Hall was once stage, to Cumna Dina, to Rivergate Mall, the broadcaster over JDs for a time period, and temporary premises in North Main Street, I think, at one stage, and obviously the Connolly's attic. So, but we hope this is going to be our final home.
We've
long term lease. We're just in the process, and it's just a case of signing on the dotted line for another 10-year license. I mean, there's three stations signed their 10-year license actually just yesterday. We're next in line to go, so that'll be next 6 to 8 weeks. We'll sign another 10-year license, which will mean, all going well, we'll be celebrating 50 years in 10 years' time on the year. You know, or sorry, in 20, in 20, 29. 50 years, you know. So it's quite remarkable, really. Like, you know, when you think next year is going to be the 40th birthday. Like,
it's an amazing number to achieve. And Don, when you're listening to Dara there and he's describing all the different Inclares, different locations, and one thing that has always stayed true with CRY is the fact that the community has always supported it, hasn't it? And you must be very proud of that. You must be very proud that something that you started back there in 1979, that the community has embraced it, and it's getting bigger all the time.
Well, the station provides a great service, in my opinion. Some people are, like my mother now, for example, can't get to the mass, and she listens to the mass on Saturday night, the 7:30 mass. You know, it's a fantastic facility, and it goes down through all the different ages. You know, you've young presenters, you know, and you've the older or the elder lemons, you know, and it's a fantastic range of people that are involved. Now, just could I just say there too, just in case people that I might have forgotten or that was involved in community, your community promotions, there was a Kay O'Neill, who's gone from town now. That'd be Charlie O'Neill's sister, who's still here. Mary Jo O'Connor, who's gone teaching, she was a primary teacher, she's gone to Limerick. Geraldine Prendergast Mulcahy, who was involved, and Richard O'Connell, who's gone to, again, a primary teacher. And I can't stress the part that Luke McCall have played, and Tony Hannon. But Tony then went to teaching in Dublin, but Luke was around as for the other productions as well, and he took on an awful lot. Like, not alone was he involved in the musicals, but he was also heavily involved in the badminton in the town, and he would have coached an awful lot of kids. So it's a great credit due to Luke, you know, for his part in York Community Promotions. Indirectly, then with York Community Radio as a result of that group coming together, you know. And again, just to wish Mrs. Connolly well, she's in hospital at the moment, and Luke has his own illness, and wish Luke well too. And it is great to see him out and about. I met him out at the beach the other day, or last week, and he was in great form.
Yeah, and it is, and it's a credit to you all and everybody that has been involved over the years with CRY, be it volunteers, presenters, staff, whatever, and indeed the listeners, because without the listeners at the end of the day, the station wouldn't maintain it. Dara, any final words? I suppose for you as a manager, you've been manager here now for the last couple of years. You've been with the station since 2010, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, eight and a half years here on the 1st of September. I'm not counting them.
Any major highlights for you, so I suppose, in those last eight and a half years?
Again, I suppose the progress that we've made as a group has been, you know, has been very satisfying over the last eight, nine years or so. That the full-time staff have been involved. You know, of course, when you add full-time staff to a voluntary organisation, you are going to see progress and things developing. If you don't, they should all get the sack, you know. So that's why we've the number of hours have gone up dramatically. Now we do 126 hours a week, now 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week, 126 hours a week, you know. A huge variety of programs on offer, a lot of young people involved in a great variety of programs. I think not that people are generally very happy with, like, you know, but again, we're always hoping to improve and improve our service. But I suppose some of the highlights for me would be the introduction of dramas and children's programs and stuff that I was involved in, like, that over the years, and seeing kind of new groups getting involved, you know, and again, kind of just generating new ideas and seeing kind of, especially seeing volunteers coming in with little or no experience and then going on to produce great shows themselves, and seeing how they develop and how their confidence grows and that kind of stuff. So that kind of stuff has been very satisfying on a personal level, I suppose, you know.
Don?
Just again to say that the station is just fantastic, and the community, as you say, they give it their backing, and of course the listeners are the most important. I know that the Cottage Hospital and the home outside Green Klein,
Cushon,
yeah, and other places around the community houses all around, that would be St. Rayfields, you know, to wish all them well, you know, and the home out there then go through, you know, these people, the community really all is a lifeline to these people, you know, and to wish them and their staff, of course, the great people that are working there, the carers and, you know, the nursing staff. Just that we are blessed with the, you know, the town, and of course the, again, the people who do sponsor the different programs, you know, the business people do appreciate it as well, you know, to the service that is provided. To me, it's just an unbelievable and success, and you know, it is fantastic to see it. You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And on that note, on behalf of myself and Ursula and everybody that works here at CRY, that volunteers, that plays any part in it, a huge thank you to you, Don, and all the founders for starting this. We blame you sometimes for a lot of it, but thank you for starting
and
it.
If I left out anybody, please forgive me. Names, male or female, going back, like as the girls are saying, that it's 39 years for some, and more than 39 years with your community promotions, you know. But to the people that were involved in them, please forgive me if I left you out.
On that note, thank you. That's Don Mulcahy, one of the founding members of CRY, and our very own station manager, Dara Parker. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dolly.
And happy birthday to Community Radio
York. CRY 104 FM.